Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Flavius Josephus, famous first century historian, explained the three tithes expected of the Jewish people. Quote, "In addition to the two tithes, which I have already directed you to pay each year, the one for the Levites and the other for the banquets, you should devote a third every third year to the distribution of such things as are lacking to widowed women and orphan children." That's in his Antiquities, Part 4, page 240. In other words, a tenth of their substance was given for the maintenance of the priestly service. A second tithe was set aside for the family's holidays when they went up to the house of the Lord. These funds provided the banquets held at Passover, Pentecost, and trumpets. But a third tithe, collected every third year, was to be given, quote, "to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow." Deuteronomy 26, verse 12. We heard about this before in chapter 14, verses 28 and 29. But here are added the thoughts that should be going through the mind of the offerer, suggested by the words God gave them. Quote, "You shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the holy tithe from my house, and also have given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, according to all your commandments. I have not transgressed your commandments, nor have I forgotten them." Chapter 26, verse 13. Here's a good checklist for us when seeking to obey the Lord. Have I carefully separated what is the Lord's from our household needs? Have I contributed generously to the Lord's work? Have I considered those in need around me? Have I given all He asked of me? Is there anything I've forgotten to do? If I have obeyed, then I can say, quote, "Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people." Verse 15. Our obedience and His blessing always go together.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.